Today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Now the halacha is on a Doraisa level. A person is allowed to separate Trumas from Maisos on Shabbos and on Yontif, but the Chum made a gzeira not to do it. However, Hafrashas Chala and taking the various matanos that have to go to a Kohen from a Shechted animal, Chazal allowed on Yontif because Hafrashas Chala happens as soon as you make a dough, and you're allowed to make a dough on Yontif. So once you're allowed to make a dough, you got to be allowed to be mafresh chala in order to be able to eat from it. And the same is true with shechting an animal. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif, so it has to be that the parts of the animal that are supposed to go to Kohen would be mutter to give to the Kohanim to be mafresh for the Kohanim on Yom Tov. So the question is, you're allowed to be mafresh them, are you allowed to actually deliver them to the Kohen on Yom Tov? Beishami omrim ein molichin chala matanos Kohen b'Yom Tov, bein shum remeyamish, bein shum remeyayom, ubeisil matirin. Beishamai says, you may be mafresh chala, you may be mafresh truman yantiv, but you may not deliver the chala or the truman yantiv. However, Beisil says it is mutter. Amr lahem Beishamai. So Beishamai said to the Beisil that I'll show you that it's aser. Gzer shava chala matanos, matanel kohen. Chala and matanos are a matana that are given to the kohen. These are two out of the 24 matnos kuhuna. Utruma matanel kohen. And truma is also one of the 24 matnos kuhuna. So shouldn't we equate them? Kashem shein malichnas truma, kachin malichnas matanos. Just like you're not allowed to deliver truma to a kohen, you're also not allowed to be, you're not allowed to deliver these other matanos on yantiv to a kohen. Amr lahem beisilil, beisilil said to beishamai, lo mamartim b'truma shein nozakeh baharamasa, tomer matanos shezakeh baharamasan. You can't compare the two, because truma, you're not even allowed to be mafresh on yom tov. But these other things, you are allowed to be mafresh on yom tov. So if we're allowed to be mafresh them, it has to be that it's mutter to deliver them as well. So says Markasal Kadaitach, we initially think that when the Mishnah says that according to Beishamai, one is not allowed to deliver matanos shehurmu mehayom, that were separated today, it means shenishchetu mehayom and vishenishchetu mehayom vishehurmu meemesh vishenishchetu meemesh. And when the Mishnah says that from yesterday, that also means that it was shechted yesterday. So since Beishamai Aser is delivering the matanos, even if the animal was shechted yesterday, so the Gemara asks, money masnisin. Whose understanding of the Malchok's Beisham Beis Hillel is our Mishnah following? Lo Rabbi Yossi, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, ela acherim. It doesn't fit Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the Machlokas, nor Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Machlokas. It only fits acherim's understanding of the Machlokas. Who are these opinions, and how do they understand Beisham Beis Hillel differently than the way our Mishnah presents it? Titanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa, Lo nechlechu Beisham Beis Hillel matan shohor memeir yom tov, shemalichin ima matan shohor memeir yom, vishen nishchetu mehayom, that there is no Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel, that the matanos that were already designated from before Yom Tov, you're allowed to give them to the Kohen together with the matanos and the chala that were designated on Yom Tov, and even Beishamai agrees to that. Lo nechleku ela lahalichan. The whole machlokas is to deliver the chala and the matanos from yesterday bifnei atzman on their own without accompanying them together with today's stuff. So today's stuff, for sure you're allowed to give. And yesterday's stuff, you're also allowed to give if you give it together with today's stuff. The whole machlokas is, if you're giving yesterday's stuff alone, Shebeishamai Romim Ein Malichim, Beishamai says no good, Beisilom Malichim, Beisil says you can deliver them. Bekachayu Beishamai Danin, and Beishamai said that it should be usher because Chala Matanos Matanol Kohen, Truma Matanol Kohen, all of these things are Matnos Kohuna, so Kshem Shein Malichim, so Truma Kachin Malichim, so Matanos, just like you're not allowed to deliver Truma, you shouldn't be allowed to deliver these things either. So Amalim Beisil, El Beisil's response to Beishamai is, Lo, Mamartim Truma Shein Zaka Baramasa, Tomer Matanos Zaka Baramasam. You're allowed to be Mafresh these Matanos on Yom Tov, so they're fundamentally different from Truma. But the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, the opinion of Beishamai is that whatever was shechted today and whatever challah was needed today and was designated today, you're allowed to give to a kohen. So that's clearly not the opinion of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to understand that Beis Shammai forbids delivering anything that was designated today or yesterday or the day before Yom Tov. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi has a different understanding of the machlokas. That there's no machlokas, Beishamay and Beisilel, on Matnos Kuhuna and Chala, that you deliver them to a Kohen on Yom Tov, whether they were designated today, whether they were designated yesterday, because if you're allowed to be mafresh, you're for sure allowed to deliver. Lo nechleku ela al ha-truma. The whole machlokas is about truma. Shebeishamay omramein malichin, Beisilel malichin. Beishamay says one cannot deliver truma, Beisilel says one can. Be mafresh truma, not about delivering, but even being mafresh truma. V'kachoy beisil dadin, and here's how beisil argued. Chala matanos matan l'koyin et truma matan l'kohen. Here's beisil making the initial argument that chala matanos, just like truma, are matnos kohuna. So kashem shemalichnas matanos, just like you're allowed to deliver the chala and the parts of the animal that are matnos kohuna on Yom Tov. Kach malichnas a truma, so you should be allowed to deliver truma as well. Amal and Beishamay, Beishamay said back to the Beisila, lo, in Martin Matanos Shazaka Baramasan, you're allowed to deliver the Matanos and the Chala, the Chum give you the right to designate them, because their Chiyuv is on, originated on Yantav. You needed the dough on Yantav, you shachted the animal on Yantav. So once their Chiyuv originates on Yantav, we allow being mafresh, so we allow delivering them as well. Tomer Bechuma Shein Zaka Baramasa, should you say the same thing by Chuma, where you're not allowed to be mafreshit on Yom Tov, because the truma is a chiyuv that sets in when you do miruach hakri, when you even out the piles in your silo, which there's no need to do on Yantif, and you're not allowed to do on Yantif. So according to Rabbi Yossi's understanding, Beis Shammai holds that you're allowed to deliver these other matanos, chala, and the parts of the animal on Yom Tov. So certainly our Mishnah is against that, because our Mishnah understands that Beis Shammai certainly does not allow that. So the maskana of the Braisa, though, is there is a third shita that actually conforms to our Mishnah. That both Beis Shammai and Beis agree that one may not deliver truma, lanechluku ela al hamatanos. The whole machlokas is about chala and the other matanos. Beishamay says one may not deliver them. Beisil says one may deliver them. So now we have these three shitos of Tanaim in terms of how to understand this machlokas Beisham Beisilel. So what is the shita of our Mishnah? Soleima Acherim. It seems that our Mishnah is going like Acherim, velo Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly not like Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, maybe it's even going like Rabbi Yehuda. Mi katani, does it say in our Mishnah, shehurmu mehayom, v'shenishchtu mehayom, shehurmu katani. It doesn't say that these things were designated today, or that the animal was shechted, that the challah was designated today, or that the animal was shechted today. It just says it was designated. Uliyolam shkatas me'amesh. But maybe it's talking about even if it was Huram from the day before, or Nishchat the day before. Because if we're talking about that it was today, the Mishnah should have said Hayom. So it turns out the Tanna of our Mishnah might hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Beis Shammai's whole Isser to bring the Matnos Kuna to the Kohen on Yantiv is only if it's yesterday's Matnos Kuhuna. But today's Matnos Kuhuna would for sure be Mutter. So says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Yehudihi velo Acherim. Wow, that's a great diuk. It doesn't say Hayom. So maybe our Mishnah can't fit with Acherim, because Acherim would hold that that according to Beis Shammai, it's Aser to be Moloch the Matnos Kuhuna, even from a behemoth that was shechted today. So it says, well, I feel the Tame Acherim. No, it could fit with Acherim as well. Aye, what about the fact that Acherim hold that Beis Shammai Aser is delivering the Matanos? So that's talking about Ubahanach Dinishchetu Mei Emesh, that it's referring to those that were shechted yesterday. But if they were shechted today, even Acherim would hold that Beis Shammai agrees that you're allowed to deliver them. Iachi Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. But then you're just saying that Acherim is saying the same exact thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Not exact. Close, but not exact. Because Benayu Tfela. The question is, are you allowed to deliver the yesterday's matanos along with today's matanos? Acherim hold the Beis Shammai does not allow that, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you combine them together and you deliver them together, that would be okay. Am Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We follow Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the machlokas, and therefore paskin like Rabbi Yossi's understanding of the Beis Hillel, that even truma you're allowed to deliver to a kohen on Yom Tov. Rav Tovi Breid Rav Nechemia Havilei Garba de Chamra de Truma. He had a jug of Truma wine, a barrel of Truma wine. Also, the Kamei de Rav Yosef, so he came to Rav Yosef and Yom Tov Amalo, Maula Amtuye Le Kohen Idna. Am I allowed to deliver this to a Kohen today? Amalei, Hachem Rav Yidom Shmuel, Halacha, Rav Yosef. Well, yeah, we pass on like Rav Yosef. So therefore, it's automatically mutter, no problem. Ushpezinche de Rava Bar Rav Chanan, Havilei Asur Yosa de Chardela. The host of Rava Bar Rav Chanan had bundles tied together of mustard that were still in their stalks and that had the seeds inside of them. Amar lei, mahu lefruche, am I allowed to break open the stalks in Yom Tov in order to take out the mustard seeds? Umech leminai b'Yom Tov, and eat from those mustard seeds on Yom Tov. Is that considered like shchita or bishel, you know, normal ochel nefesh kind of malacha that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov? Or is this the kind of thing that since I could have done it just as easily on Erev Yom Tov and nothing would have happened to the mustard seeds, to the quality of the seeds, so maybe it's going to be usher, that it's like violating dash for no reason. So Lava Biyade, Rava Bar Rav Chanan did not know how to answer. Also, Kamei de Rava, so they came to Rava, Amalei, Molin Melilo, so Mefarchin, Kitnios B'Yom Tov, that you're allowed to roll it between your fingers as a way of opening up the shells. So, on Yom Tov. So the whole Isser is only Midrabanan, and on Yom Tov they didn't make a Gezerah, because it's considered disha kila achar yad. It's considered to be threshing in with a shinoi. Eisvei Abayi. So Abayi asks on Rava from the Brisa, Hamola melilos me erev Shabbos lemachar menapeach. That if you rolled the grains on erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos you're allowed to remove the food from the psoles by blowing on it miyad liyad, by allowing the wind to blow by moving it from hand to hand. Va'ochel, and then you're allowed to eat it. Avalo bekanon, but you're not allowed to use like a straw. Avalo betamchoy, because that would be the normal way that you would do it. Hamola melilos me erev Yom Tov lemachar menapeach liyad liyad va'ochel. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, even with a kanon or a tamchoy, but not with a very specialized sorting instrument like a tavla, a nafa, or a kavra. Because when you do it with these kelim, it looks like you're doing it for the next day, because people don't normally use these kelim for a small amount of food. So Abaye finishes up his kasha. He says, Erev Yom Tov in, you're allowed to be malel from Erev Yom Tov, but be Yom Tov lo, on Yom Tov itself, you're not allowed to, because it says Hamol b'Yom Tov. It doesn't say in the Brisa Hamol b'Yom Tov. So the Gemara answers, Afilu Tema b'Yom Tov. Really, even allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Aye, why did the Brisa say Me'er of Yom Tov? I did Tana Resha, Me'er of Shabbos, Tana Sevenami, Me'er of Shabbos. So since the Resha says Me'er of Shabbos, the Sefer also wants to talk about Me'er of Shabbos. Okay, maybe we'll stop right there, and we'll pick up at Imkein Matzinu Truma Shezakei Baramasa next time.